Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Throws, it is caught! Touchdown!
Drops back to third, it's picked up! Touchdown!
Shotgun snap, under pressure, ball is through!
This is the Mean Gene Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, welcome back to hour number 2, folks, on the Mean Gene Show on ESPN 97.5. Houston, and we are broadcasting from the man cave. All right, so hope you like the digs. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where AJ, just like I mentioned in the first hour, I had every intention to come down there and hang out with you today, and but something told me you was gonna be full of yourself because those damn Cowboys won, and but look. I mean, you handling this pretty well, and I think rightfully so. As I see Saquon Barkley is having a good night here. The ESPN Sunday night game is on. By the way, we're going to have some updates on that game as well as the other games that we did not cover in the first hour. We have the Monday night game that we're going to be talking about. We talked about that a little bit in the last hour with CBSSports.com analyst Brian DiArdo. AJ, what were your thoughts on the Bengals there, on the Zach Taylor thing there? Because I know we ran out of time doing that segment, but one of the things when he was mentioning, like, relinquishing the play calling duties, perhaps we've seen that a lot here lately where coaches are doing that. And I'm okay with that because if you got a quarterback like Burrows, who if you start all over again, and here you go again, just setting this guy back, a few years maybe.
Right, and that's true because Zach Taylor came in the same year as Joe Burrow too. So I mean, they kind of been there together since 2020. So it would be tough like that. I think if there's any conversations about that, I think you wait until next year. You can't constantly have these slow starts though to continue to get them in bigger holes. So that's one thing about it too. I just don't like that. But like Brian said though, they have to build their defense out next year in the draft and free agency. Had to have some more weapons, but while also trying to have to worry about paying T. Higgins too. So there's a lot of conversation.
Yeah, they're going to be facing some issues there, and then the downside to bringing in a play caller and keeping the same head coach is who has the last decision is the head coach, right? So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. So, all right, the second hour here, you know what it is, right? We gonna get into what had happened was.
So what had happened was.
What had happened was.
What had happened
this
was
a tough one. This was a tough one because even though the Texans score was not that, like a blowout, it was just the fact that they lost to the Titans, which should have qualified them for what had happened was. I mean, it's just not necessarily a blowout, right, AJ? It's a loss that shouldn't have happened, right?
Oh, I agree.
And I wanted to give it that, but for some reason, though, I ended up going with the Dolphins and the Patriots because I think, and this what had happened was had more to do with the return of Tua Tagovailoa. Just looking at what happened to his injury this year where he was knocked out of a game, looked like, I mean, people were calling for him to quit football because of a concussion. I was one of those people, you know, because it's all we look. As much as I love football, I don't like it to the fact where someone who could potentially, like, lose their life, okay? So, I was living in San Diego when Junior Seau took his life and because he had too many hits to the head. So, Tua in his young career seemed like he was going down that path. But so this guy, he sets out. He says he's not going to quit football. He comes out today, and, man, he just ripped the New England Patriots apart. Four touchdown passes. It was a masterful performance. As I try to get these stats here. Here we go. So 29 to 40, 317 yards, four touchdowns. He had a quarterback rating of 128.9. And another reason why I'm excited, AJ, is because Jalen Waddle was on my fantasy team. And although, you know, only one of those touchdown passes went to Waddle, but it's amazing that here we are, this guy, he's back. And just imagine if he didn't get hurt and where the Dolphins could be right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. They could have been challenging the Bills. You can say, but I don't know. The Bills usually own them, though, so that's the conversation there. But
They do.
Have to talk about them as being a legit wild card contenders. Similarly to last year, I guess it just depends on the matchup who they would play against. But hey, if they had to play against the Texans in the first round, Texans wouldn't see them. They would not want to see them, for real.
They wouldn't. And it's funny that you bring that up because the Texans is one of those teams that they could win the AFC South, but they also could be on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and we've seen that. You could have you could win your division and still be on the road. And they look, the way they're looking now, no, they would not want to play the Miami Dolphins. So the Dolphins are 5-6. Yeah, they're not going to win the division, but they could make the playoffs. As a matter of fact, if the season was to end today. So I can tell you from the AFC who would be in the playoffs. And let me get this right here because so you know you get your four division winners and you get your three wild card teams. So I should have known that it was going to – there we go. We want to do this by conference. Okay. So right now, as it stands, your division winners are going to be the Chiefs, right? Bills. And, the Steelers, if it ended today. But your wild card teams right now looks like it would be the Ravens, the Chargers, and the Broncos. Okay, so the Dolphins are on the outside looking in.
Yeah, and then those AFC West teams, too. They'll be in.
Hmm. Yeah, because the Chargers and the Broncos won today. So that is, the Broncos are 7-5. So you just on record alone, you could not deny them. So you got the Bills, Steelers, Texans, and Chiefs. They're in. Your wild cards would be the Ravens, the Chargers and the Broncos. Mm. Yeah, so that's where that would stand. And since we're looking at the AFC, why don't we just go ahead and look at the NFC? Right now, if the playoffs were to start today, your NFC, your seven teams right now would be your division winners would be Eagles, if nothing changes, the Lions, of course, right? Falcons and Buccaneers, boys, close. Right now it's the Falcons. And the Cardinals. Can you believe the Arizona Cardinals? yeah. right now, if the playoffs were to start today, they are your division winners. Mm-hmm. Your wild cards would be the Commanders, the Vikings, and the Seahawks.
Wow.
Those would be your wild cards. So, I mean, and look, the NFC West is just unbelievable right now. Cardinals, 6-5. Seahawks, 6-5. Rams could be 6-5 tonight if they knock off the Eagles. And the 49ers, I don't know. The 49ers, no Brock Purdy today, and it just was not pretty by any right. stretch of the imagination.
And Bosa's hurt, too.
And yeah, Bosa's hurt. The 49ers fans, look, I just don't think that things are going to go the way that you want them to go. I'm sorry. I wish I could say some better things there. How about we move on to the Chicago Bears? This was another one of those games that was weird and crazy. The game goes into overtime. The Minnesota Vikings win 30-27, and the game was played in Chicago. Now, I can tell you that, you know, I was listening to the ESPN show, post-game show before we came on the air, and one of the fans, what was he saying? He said they have a flu in Chicago.
Yeah,
a
flu. Right,
he called
yeah.
it the Matt Eber flu, yeah. right? So I thought that was funny. So anyway, I don't know. The Bears are in. They have a problem there. Caleb Williams, 32 of 47. I still find it ridiculous that they got this rookie putting the ball up damn near 50 Way times in the game. So, for 340 yards and two touchdowns there, he ran the ball, six rushes for 33 yards. I don't know. This team started out really well this year, and for some reason, the wheels just came off here. And then what looked like it was going to be a very tight NFC North, the Bears have not been the same since that Washington Commanders crazy play Hail Mary at the end of the game. I don't know what's going on here. And when they push the game into overtime, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute now. They have a chance. DJ Moore gets a touchdown. How about Keenan Allen shows up here? One thing that they said when they assembled this team was that they gave Caleb Williams all of these weapons. I don't know why they are not able to win games and get and beat teams here. They got the defense, they got the offense. AJ, what are you seeing something that I don't see?
Well, it seems like there's a disconnect. Obviously, they ended up firing their offense coordinator Shane Waldron, so that's one thing. But it's inevitable. The writing's on the wall that they're going to end up firing Eberflus. Maybe his message doesn't go all the way. And you kind of saw on Hard Knocks, like, it kind of seemed like they were too nice. Even Keenan Allen said about Shane Waldron after he was fired that he was too nice of a guy. So I guess they're not getting as much of accountability out there. So they're going to need a new revitalization of a head coach. I mean, honestly, I want Ben Johnson for the Cowboys, but Ben Johnson would fit in nice there with the Bears, to be honest with you. Have a young quarterback, put a good system in there. I mean, he would be able to change his offense. I think you give Ben Johnson this team and he calls the plays, they'll be able to be more creative.
Someone's going to be coaching this team. And and this was a heartbreaker because, you know, receiving-wise, look, you get DJ Moore and Keenan Allen both almost over 100 yards today and both scored a touchdown. I mean, this is what we saw today is what was projected. And you still can't get a win. And in Minnesota, you know, look, Sam Darnold, hey, he is still balling out, okay? The Vikings refuse to go away, all right? And no matter how bad you get beat by the Detroit Lions, because they've beaten everybody, what a way for the Vikings. You know, they have bounced back. Most teams, after Detroit beat you, they're done, you know? But Donald is playing good. How about Aaron Jones, man? He's getting it done. What about this? Look here.
Addison.
Jordan Addison and Hockenson. Man, Minnesota all of a sudden is a scary team. So this is great stuff here. So I tell you what, we got some more games we're going to cover as far as what happened in Week 12 of the National Football League, as well as get you an update from SoFi Stadium. Can the Eagles Fly in Los Angeles. We will let you know. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, we are continuing on here on a Sunday evening. ESPN 97.5 is the Mean Gene Show on ESPN, and I am joined by my producer, AJ, in the studios. Jacob Meadows from the Coach's Quarters is not with us. Jacob, you know what? Did you give Jacob the day off? Did he like submit some paperwork through you or something like that?
Nah, I heard he was in Florida or something like that. Hey, I don't know.
In Florida?
Yeah.
So what was going on in Florida? Because the Buccaneers. No, that game was in New York.
Right.
The Jaguars was on a bye. And the Miami, maybe he was in Miami at the Miami Dolphins game. Who knows? So, anyway, Jacob will be back next week, folks. And cannot wait to find out what the hell he was doing in Florida. So, that should be interesting. Okay. All right. Look, the Detroit Lions are beating everybody. And they just, it's not even close. I don't think, if you can get within 20 points of them, you're doing really, really well. Okay. And they could probably be on our what had happened was every week, and it just wouldn't be fair. Today they beat the Indianapolis Colts 24-6, and AJ, it looked like this was going to be a good game for Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson looked good today, but Detroit just beat you in a way that just make you feel like it was just not even worth coming out on the field and playing the game. I mean, this team is just the defense. When Aiden Hutchinson goes down, you think that this was going to be a devastating loss to this team, but they have only gotten better.
Right, and that's credit to the addition of Za'Darius Smith too, and Aaron Glenn, how he's doing as defensive coordinator there. They were able to draft some more help in terms of their secondary, too. So they've been able to build a team all around, and they can beat you multiple ways, like you talked about, too, as well. So that they look scary right now. They look like they should be the favorites to win a Super Bowl right now. But, obviously, 15 in Kansas City. And then also, I wonder how they would match up against a team like the Bills, too, or even the Ravens. So that's interesting. Remember last year when the Ravens and the Lions played in regular season, the Ravens killed them, too. So that's interesting to see how they would shape up to these AFC teams. But they look like they're the best in the NFC, for sure.
And I can tell you something, AJ, I've been to a couple of Super Bowls. I've been to a ton of NFL games. And here's the thing, man. I have seen teams come out on fire, and you just know. I mean, you just want to write them in. I remember 1999. I think it was 99. The Minnesota Vikings were 15-1. That's during a 16-game schedule. Minnesota reminds me so much of Detroit reminds me so much of that Minnesota team, and they get to the playoffs and they lose. And it was a heartbreaking. Jake Reed, one of the wide receivers on that team, I've had him on my show over the years, and he talked about that devastating loss. Dennis Green, you may have heard of him. He was the coach of that team during that time. 15-1. Imagine, and the Carolina Panthers, Dustin Pfeiffer, one of my guys on the Sports King show, can tell you when the Carolina Panthers made it to the Super Bowl and they played the Denver Broncos. That Panthers team was 15-1, and they just dominated the NFC the whole time. So it's been done so many times. And then again, look, Detroit, they haven't been 10-1 since World War II.
That's insane. My grandparents
were. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's insane.
So, I mean, it's just, and look, I know it all looks good, people, but don't just wait and see. There's a lot. You just play one bad game in the playoffs, and none of this means nothing.
That's all it takes.
You get to January, if you have one bad game, it's over. And until Detroit gets to New Orleans, where Mean Gene is going to be come February 7th through the 9th, that weekend, don't believe it. I like to think that it's going to be the Chiefs. It's more likely going to be the Chiefs before it's going to be the Lions, because the Lions ain't never been there. They don't know. That would be uncharted territory for them.
Exactly.
Okay? So, I mean, you don't want to crown them in November, okay? And, yeah, you can give them their accolades now. But, man, and Dan Campbell would tell you, you know, that's the old Texas A&M boy, right? He would tell you, I mean, this don't mean anything until you can punch it in when you need to punch it in. But, that, I mean, look, they got all the ingredients, man. They got offense. They got defense. You talk about what's the defensive coordinator? Aaron Glenn, right?
Yeah, Aaron Glenn.
Got probably going to be a head coach.
Coordinators.
Both coordinators. And that's the crazy thing, too. They better get it done this year because they ain't going to have neither one of those guys next year, you know.
Exactly.
So that, look, and that's what sucks about the NFL. I mean, look at the Cowboys, right? You lose your defensive guy. I mean, and look what suffers this year.
Yeah, but at least you beat them today.
Yeah, you did get your licks in on them today. That probably meant a lot to those guys, but I mean, it's just crazy. And look, no one wants to hold anybody back. I mean, that's the NFL. That's why it doesn't stand for National Football League. It stands for not for long.
Right.
Because things just don't stay the same. If Detroit is going to do it, it has to be done this year. But they have a lot of football left. And they might finish, 16-1. They may not lose another game. But, boy, once you get to January,
it's a different
you
season.
Can't lose another game. Yeah, you cannot. If you get to January 16-1, you can't lose no more. Even the Patriots 1 year went undefeated and lost the Super Bowl. Hi, boys, does that hurt? So anyway, Detroit just kind of pumped the brakes a little bit in Motown. Okay, just pump the brakes. All right, Eminem, y'all hold that champagne. Just wait a little bit. All right, another game. The Cardinals and the Seahawks, man, it just seems like every week the NFC West is playing each other. And only one team is going to make the playoffs out of this. Whoever wins that division is obviously going to make the playoffs. I don't know who. It don't look like it's going to be the 49ers. But then again, McCaffrey's just getting back. They might get these injuries under control, AJ, and they might make a late run in week 16-17, and because every game is within one right now from first to last place, they're still in it.
Yeah, that's true. But like you talked about earlier, I mean, right now, obviously, still early, but two teams in the NFC West were in the playoff picture right now. We'll see how that goes then. But for the 49ers, for the 49ers, too, though, like I talked about Bosa being out, too, but also Trent Williams and obviously Brock Purdy, but Trent Williams being out, too, that hurts. Hopefully, he's back for them for the next game. But if he's out, that's less protection for Brock Purdy, who's ever back there, too. So I don't know. Like you said earlier, it just doesn't look like the year for the 49ers. And it's a war of attrition, too. They played so many postseason games consecutive years, the past 4 years, making the NFC Championship game. So, I mean, got away. I mean, it takes a toll.
Yeah, that's true. Look, so Seattle beat Arizona 16-6. Kobe Bryant's pick six was just a big, big thing for the Seahawks defense and that win over the Cardinals. And how about this? Now it should be the Seahawks are in first place. I think what I just read to you earlier showed that the Cardinals were. And this is how much this thing is going to flip-flop. And by the end of tonight's game, depending on what happens between the Rams and the Eagles, the Rams could be in first place. So this thing could like flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. And believe it or not, the lowly 49ers sat down there in last place, which is not bad. So it's not over. The 49ers could still get into the playoffs, even though it seems like they're getting they lose, what you say, Bosa today. They didn't have Purdy. I don't know. When is he projected to come back? And what is his injury anyway?
His injury is like a shoulder injury. And Bosa got hurt last week, too, in that game against the Seahawks. So they played against them last week. But the 49ers also have a 1-3 divisional record, too. And they've already lost to the Cardinals. So
yeah,
it also makes a difference, too.
That does make a difference, and so they would definitely lose out when it comes to that. But yeah, this is just it's just going to be a crazy NFC West. Just stay tuned. It's gonna get interesting there. But look, a big win for Seattle, who the first year coach there. And are you seeing anything different from Geno Smith that we saw last year? I mean, it just seems like there might be a slight decline there.
Maybe a little bit. Last week when he had that basically game-winning rushing touchdown, that was a good sign too. But It seems like they at some point in the next year or two, they might have to like end up drafting a replacement. But he's still good enough to like have them being playoff contenders because they made it in the 2022 season. They were close last year but didn't make it in this year. It looks like they're going to potentially contend to make win the division. So he's good enough right now, but it's a question you have to have if you're a Seahawks fan, maybe about looking for your quarterback in the next 2 years in a draft or something like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. So, all right. Well, look, we still got several more games, mainly the late games that took place. When we come back, we'll talk about the Buccaneers and the Giants. Baker Mayfield, oh, my goodness. Baker Mayfield got down to the goal line today and was determined to get it in there. And how about the Broncos and the Raiders? We also talk about the 49ers and the Packers as well. And then we should definitely have an update for you from SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. I think that game is getting close to it's about 4 minutes left to go in the first half. So it's a 1-point Rams lead over the Eagles. Eagles have the ball, so they got a long way to go. And Saquon Barkley, man, this guy is just running crazy. So stick around, folks. We're going to get to the bottom of the hour here, and then we're going to come back with more updates. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show right here, ESPN 97.5 Houston.
You're listening to the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, welcome back, folks. You are listening to the second hour of the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. We are continuing the countdown, week 12 of the National Football League, meaning what happened today, the action, the scores, the highlights, you name it. So speaking of highlights, AJ, did you just see what Saquon Barkley did to, I guess, what, a couple of people out of bounds? Looked like one of the line judges or somebody. He just knocked down like two or three people on the sidelines there. Just incredible stuff. One of those angry runs, so to speak.
I actually missed it. I'm mad now.
Yeah, they should show it again. I mean, he just I don't know how many yards he has tonight, but he looked like he's just running all over the field here. So the score is still 7-6. The Rams hold on to a 1-point lead. So Barkley has 12 rushes for 72 yards already. He hasn't found the end zone yet. As a matter of fact, no one has found the end zone except for we have a couple of field goals, right? From
the Rams scored a touchdown. Kyren Williams had a touchdown.
Well, I mean, from the Eagles.
Yeah.
So Eagles are struggling there. So they trying to get it done. Yeah, Rams did get in there. Kyren Williams, 8 rushes, 47 yards and a touchdown there. So haven't really seen big throws from Matthew Stafford. He's 6 of 10, 62 yards there. Puka Nacua is the one guy with 45 yards there. Cooper Kupp, nothing from Cooper Kupp as of yet. So this is a slow. This game just has all the makings of a slow first half, and wouldn't be surprised by the end of this game, AJ, if it's like 35 to 40 for some reason. I don't know. Second half could just be crazy.
Not same. I could see that too, because you know how explosive both offenses can get when in Philadelphia and with the Rams, yeah, with all those weapons involved.
Yeah, absolutely. How about we talk about the Buccaneers and the Giants today? The Buccaneers win 30-7 in New York, and Baker Mayfield put on the show. It was the first Giants loss post Daniel Jones there, and man, Baker Mayfield really got out there today and showed out. Bucky Irvin, hello Bucky Irvin, my fantasy football guy. Bucky Irvin, is he a running back, right? Rookie running back.
Yeah, he's a running back
for the Buccaneers. Man, 12 rushes, 87 yards, and a touchdown. And, of course, you know he could also catch the ball from the receiving side. He had 6 receptions for 64 yards there. And what a day. Baker Mayfield, 24 of 30, 294 yards. Man, this was just a hell of a game. Mike Evans showed up again. It's nice to see Mike Evans back. So, look, the Buccaneers, I was ready to write them off, especially when they lost Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. But I don't know, AJ. I think the Buccaneers, especially looking at how the Atlanta Falcons have just fallen off, the Buccaneers could still pull out the NFC South.
Right. They have a shot. And it sucks that they lost both of the games against them. Particularly, they should have won the first one, in my opinion, that went to overtime. But digress on that. But, yeah, if the Falcons continue to look bad, I mean, I'm not impressed by the Falcons at all, honestly. But they continue to, you know, fall off a little bit. The Buccaneers can see themselves having a kind of an avenue to win a division.
Yeah, because, I mean, they won that division last year. And look, they already know what it feels like. They've been playoff tested, even though they had to go up to Detroit in the playoffs. And, you know, we all know how that turned out. But, look, give them a second chance here. You know, there's always an upset in the playoffs, and who knows? Looking at the NFC South, it's just one game that separates Tampa and the Falcons. And who knows, man? This is not done. Meanwhile, for the Giants, Tommy DeVito, not really a good day. So look, here's the thing about the New York Giants, okay? And I agree with some of my counterparts in the media. Look, you go and get Drew Lock. Drew Lock sets there, what, all year, thinking this would be an opportunity for him. You already knew what you were going to do with Daniel Jones anyway. So you part ways with Daniel Jones, and you dissed the hell out of Drew Lock by bringing in Tommy DeVito. So I don't know if this was a marketing thing with the Giants or what, but Drew Lock certainly deserved to get the job. Because he was the number two guy all along. Tommy DeVito was not. And I just thought that was a big disrespect, AJ.
Oh, I agree. It's kind of like a slap in the face. Is this their way of unofficially tanking, I guess, maybe? I don't know. But if they do that draft quarterback we talked about a little bit earlier, I don't even think, you know, what Deion Sanders said about his about Shador, you're not letting him go to, you know, places that won't set up a quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think that he would let them go to the Giants. So.
No. It wouldn't be the first time we've seen that happen where guys be like, oh, hell no. It happened with the Mannings.
Right.
Okay, Eli said, I'm not going to play with the San Diego Chargers under no circumstances. And, you know, yeah, it wouldn't be the first time. But, no, I just think that it was a total disrespect there. And Drew Lock, you know, has had his ups and downs. But, man, you know, when you think you're going to be the number two guy and you cut the number one guy, you don't even.
That should be an opportunity.
You know, he gets on the field today in garbage time, but that's New York. And this is one reason why the Giants suck. It's one reason why they have consistently sucked, because they do crappy things like this. And Giants fans, look, when Tom Coughlin was there, it was just totally different. I understand it's the same ownership there, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it might be the same owners, but different decision makers within ownership. I don't know. I don't know how you could do a guy like that. And they are far from the Tom Coughlin days, you know, of the Giants. And how about that? Both teams in New York suck. It's just one's on the bye. We shouldn't even really talk about the Jets. Cause
I think they lost a bye, actually.
But they what'd you say?
I said I think they lost a bye, actually.
So, I mean, both teams suck. You could put the Jets and the Giants together, and they still wouldn't make one complete damn team. That's how bad they are in New York. I'm sorry, if you live in New York, you have to put up with that. I mean, you got the Knicks, and you don't have the Yankees. Okay, the Yankees
your Dodgers
lost the World Series. I'm still laughing at that, by the way. But anyway, so that's what happened there in that game. And you know what? Looking for my next game, AJ. You know, you got to love technology here when you just get the old white page there. All right, there we go. All right, the next game, Broncos and Raiders. So, look, I'm not a Sean Payton fan. don't like the guy at all. But man, the Broncos, something with Bo Nix, man, I don't know. This guy kind of knew what he wanted in Bo Nix, and you know, Bo Nix is the real deal. Okay. Not your average rookie, because what is he, like 50 years old already? I mean, he's like, so what did what did he play, like 10 years at Oregon or something? I mean, what was it?
Not 10 years, but he has the most starts for any collegiate quarterback in college.
Yeah, I mean, like six at least, right? Yeah, because didn't he play somewhere else before he went to, yeah, okay. So, I mean, yeah, so look here. I mean, all of that pays off, and apparently, you know, Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos organization saw something there and they thought it was worth it. Look here, this was a game when I did the countdown show with Dustin Pfeiffer, Sports Kings show. We both picked the Broncos. The Raiders is another disastrous of a team there. Inconsistency there with the Raiders. It's just been, I mean, this is just the Raiders. The Raiders have just been one of the most inconsistent teams. They're 2-9, last place in the AFC West. Broncos are 7-5 right now. Didn't I just say they would be in the playoffs?
Yeah,
right?
Them and the Chargers in the AFC West as well, with the Chiefs too. So yeah,
unreal. And who saw that with the Chiefs?
No one.
You just figured the Chiefs would be the most dominant team. Nobody would even be close with them. And granted, there's four games that separate the Chiefs and the Broncos. And there's three games that separate two games that separate the Chiefs and the Chargers. Incredible. So they win today 29-19. Bo Nix, oh my goodness, this guy, he sets a Broncos rookie touchdown record as they knock off the Raiders there. Let me give you stats here. They got him throwing the ball 42 times. Damn. He's not your average rookie, right?
Nah.
So 25 of 42, 273 yards, two touchdowns. Gardner Minshew, not sure what the Raiders are going to do at quarterback. Sure what the Raiders
he's
are going to do.
He's out for the season, too. Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just, I don't know what's going to happen. I talked with my cousin. He lives in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, big time Raiders fan. So, you know, when you give a coach like when you give the coach a
Antonio Pierce
2-year contract, which is ridiculous in the NFL, right? It's unheard of, pretty much. The writing is already on the wall that a change is coming, you know? And yeah. I think everyone sees that. So, are we already up on a break, AJ?
I think so. Yeah.
Time just flies when you're having fun. So look here, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, it will be the last segment. We will wrap up the show. I will give you my last update on the 49ers and the Packers. I give you those highlights. I give you the Sunday night football update. Look like the Eagles have scored and taken the lead there. And then we'll talk about the Monday night game tomorrow night between the Ravens and the Chargers. It's the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, folks, we're about to wrap it up here. The last segment of the Mean Gene Show here on this Sunday, week 12 of the National Football League. Don't blink, because the season is almost over, the regular season. I mean, this thing just moves fast here. We are week 12. When we come back next week, it's going to be week 13. And believe it or not, teams still have a late bye. There are byes all the way through, I believe, week 14, if I'm not mistaken. And that's a hell of a late bye there. But, I mean, if you're getting ready to make a playoff run, that could be timely for you. So, all right, we got an update from SoFi Stadium, and it's in Inglewood, California, okay? I say Los Angeles, but it's actually, the stadium is located in Inglewood, California. And AJ, I can tell you a little bit about that stadium. It used to be a racetrack. It used to be, it was called Hollywood Park. And I actually won some bets at that track. So they tore the track down, and now it is a football stadium. And it is also across a couple of blocks from where the Lakers used to play back in the day at the Great Western Forum. All of that in an area where they used to call Hollywood Park. SoFi Stadium is spectacular.
Yeah, it looks amazing, especially.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
Look, if you fly into Los Angeles, you can't miss it because you fly directly over the stadium. You're right there. You can look out, whether it's the right side or the left side of the plane, and you can see the stadium below you because it's right there by LAX. So anyway, enough history on Inglewood and LA. The Eagles have taken the lead there, 13-7. Looked like Hurts hooked up with A.J. Brown there, and they quietly got the lead there. They're about to go into halftime here. So I don't know, man. The Rams, I do expect that shootout, AJ, like you said there, because I don't think Matthew Stafford and the Rams are done, even though the Eagles look like I don't think they're going to get anything on the board before the half. But I think it's going to be an exciting second half.
Right. It's all about adjustments, and Sean McVay will adjust. If you had to take a coach out of this, I mean, obviously Sirianni's a good coach, but I think McVay is still the better coach. So I think that they'll be able to have some second half success. I mean, you're just feeling things out, but the Eagles were able to get more of a rhythm. Of course, they had a couple of good drives, and A.J. Brown scored that touchdown. But, the Rams still have a chance. Obviously, the Eagles, I think they're a better team, but the Rams, they can get hot quick.
Yeah, they can. All right, one of the late games this afternoon was the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. Now, this could have been the what had happened was, right? But it, not so much when you got a depleted, injured 49er team there with no Brock Purdy. They started, Brandon Allen was the quarterback they started?
Yeah, Brandon Allen.
For the 49ers. So, I mean, this just was a 49ers was a mass unit, even though they get, you lose some players and you gain some players. But big day for Josh Jacobs and the Green Bay Packers. 38-10 was the final score. And look, the Packers are 8-3 in third place in the AFC, in the NFC South. I mean, is that just crazy how that division, third place?
Yeah, it is insane. But the Packers are nice, but yeah, no, I'm that division is crazy.
The division is crazy. And look, and Jordan Love didn't have a spectacular day. Like I said, Josh Jacobs did, though. He 26 carries, 106 yards, 3 touchdowns. I had Josh Jacobs in my fantasy football league.
Me too.
I had a great day from him. Man, I know. Put a smile on everybody's face. But like I said, Jordan Love, 13 of 23, 162, 2 touchdown passes there. And look, Brandon Allen, for what it's worth, 17 of 29, 199. No one expected much from him. McCaffrey, look, I just want to let folks know, Christian McCaffrey, it amazes me that this guy continues to be the number one running back in fantasy football. Why? Look, he is still a good running back, but he is almost like a overused horse in a race. It's just he's just done. I just don't think that, look, if you're wasting, look, okay, here's his numbers today. 11 carries, 31 yards, 2.8 an average there, AJ. Christian McCaffrey is not going to win you a fantasy football league this year. Well, he's just not.
Yeah, of course not. Not at this point, but before the season happened, no one foresaw that injury being as significant as it was. So I think that's a part of the reason why everybody was drafting him first, won Offensive Player of the Year last year. But that injury really derailed him, and you're seeing him right now try to get back into rhythm, which is kind of too late to get back in rhythm. They need him to play like how he did last year. That's the problem. But that's why he was picked first, I would say. But yeah, it's definitely not going to be like that next year.
It's just, but it's been slowly getting to that point, though. He's just been beat down.
Yeah.
And look, I see another kid. Look, Miami's enjoying A-Chain. Look, and he's a young guy. He's getting a lot of work. But, man, you're going to beat these guys down. And I just don't – look, I used to fear going up against McCaffrey when he was on the opposing team. Not anymore. Yeah, like, bring him on now because I – look – I can beat you. Look, today I was supposed to lose by, when you get the projections, I was already like 80-20 before the games even started. So I am actually, look, and this is why you don't give up in fantasy football, okay? So look, and I'm going to show you this. Look, this is where it is now, AJ. I don't know if you can see that.
124 to 87.
No, 142.
Oh, 42? It's kind of reversed.
Well, I'm 142 to 87 now. Now I'm 99% to 1.
That's insane.
And this is why. And look, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you who I went up against. Okay, my opponent had Jared Goff, St. Brown, Pickens, Barkley, A-Chain, Goddard, Neighbors. He's got Cameron Dicker, the kicker tomorrow night in the Pittsburgh defense.
Right.
You want to know who I had?
Oh.
I had Tua, who put me up 41. Josh Jacobs. Okay. How about Irving? Bucky Irving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes the right matchup.
Yeah, that's true.
And I had Schrader, 13 points, and Tampa Bay's defense. So it's like, you know, you can get up Sunday morning and look at it. Why even make the adjustments to your team when you already see that you're going to get – you got an 80% chance of losing?
Right, exactly. But that's why projections don't always tell the story, too. You have to see how things
projections don't tell the story in fantasy football. So anyway, by the way, that was Dustin Pfeiffer, my co-host on the Sports King Show, whose ass I'm kicking today.
Oh, Dustin, dang.
So Dustin – he tried not to – he ignored the whole conversation today. But anyway, because he beat me like 218 to like 70. So it's like some sort of a payback today. Anyway, so we got our Sunday night game there. And, of course, how about the Monday night game tomorrow? Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert will be in the spotlight as they play the Harbaugh Bowl. And now, wait a minute. So this game is going to be at the same place where we watching tonight's game.
A quick change.
So yeah. It's going to be in Inglewood, California. How about that? Man, those poor workers, boy, they don't get a break, right? So you got the Ravens 7-4 coming off a loss to Pittsburgh. And you have the Chargers 7-3 under new head coach Jim Harbaugh. I just really like what I'm seeing from Jim Harbaugh and that relationship with Justin Herbert, man, he's a quarterback. People don't know Jim Harbaugh played quarterback in the NFL. He played it for the Colts and the Chargers and the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy knows something about quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think it's a match made in heaven with him and Justin Herbert.
Absolutely. You can kind of say he's like one of the quarterback gurus in the league. And obviously he plays, he calls it differently. He's a different coach, like in terms of, you know, these McVays, these Shanahans, people off of those trees. But he knows how to help the quarterback out, if anything, you know, establishing a running game, playing a physical type of football to make the defenders honest. And then now you have Justin Herbert, who's able to be utilized in a proper manner to spread things out. And he's even ran the ball more, too, this year, too. So he's kind of honed into that identity as well.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game tomorrow night, because who would have thought, look, when you go back and look at the Brandon Staley days of the Chargers, this Chargers team would not be 7-3 if had they kept Brandon Staley. So I don't know. You could see that this is working out in their favor. Man, the Chargers are going to be a playoff team. That's something that, boy, they haven't said that word playoffs in a long time. A
couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of years. So
the Jaguars.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord, I remember. All right, folks, we're going to wrap this up. I want to thank Brian Diotto from CBSSports.com for joining us. AJ, as always, man, you do a fabulous job keeping us going here. And the shout-out, you got the Jay-Z stuff going. Man, you made Brian Diotto's night. Jacob Meadows will be back next week. We will continue to count down the scores and highlights, let you know what's going on. A couple more weeks of football left. So, hey, enjoy tomorrow night's game. And we'll be back here for week 13 with all the highlights and scores right here on the Mean Gene Show on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.